Okay, so today we get into the nitty-gritty. So, not to say the nitty-gritty wasn't before, but, But anyways, again, we're on page 44. Oops, sorry about that. We're on page 44. And very top of the page, your base. Now, yesterday we talked about those little bellsy things at the end of the talus, so now you get a better idea about that and why they're not on the corners on our commercially made tzitzis, talisim, or whatever you want to call them. So, So let's start Yud Beis again, page 44. Minyan chutei tzitzios, the number of tzitzis that you have, b'chol kanaf on each corner, I was going to multiply it by four, and so we're only talking about one of the four corners, one corner. How many? Arba kfulim, there are four strings doubled. Take out your abacus. Shehem shmona, which equals eight, right? We'll see about this in a little while, obviously as we go on. So you have four strings, long strings, if you can imagine that. I should have asked Mr. Green, you can imagine all that that's tied to your talus or your tzitzis, imagine if it was unraveled. So each one is kind of long. And don't forget, we said before, one of the strings, we'll talk about it again, one of the strings, one of those four strings is very long. We'll get back to that. But anyways, it's four strings and it's doubled over to make eight. V'im hosif puzzle. Let's say you put five strings, which would be 10, or six strings, which would be 12, right? When you put through the hole in it, right? That's when he's talking about doubling it. Comes out double, right? So anyways, let's say you made more. So the Machaber says it'd be puzzle. And then, we'll get back to that in a little while, plain letter. Ya'achtok rosh ha'achutim ha'arba. You cut, again, the ends of the four strings. In other words, maybe you want to make them neater, so you cut the ends. Or again, maybe they're attached. They're all like in one big loop, so you have to open them up. V'yachabem b'knaf, and then you put them in by the corner. Now again, we know where the hole is. We spent the last couple of days talking about the hole on the garment, in each of the four corners of the garment. So now you put it through the hole. V'yachpilem v'aziyashmona, and then you take the four tzitzis, you thread it through the hole. Comes out the other side, again, you even it up or whatever, and now you got eight, right? Four in each hand, so to speak. Really, it's only four strings. It's just going through the hole, bring it out, double, so it's eight.
What's the source of that there has to be four strings? Is that a Gemara
story? Hold on. Okay, so Mr. Magid just fell into the trap, as he often does. But it's a good trap. So if you look at the Mishbura Nun Ches, so it says that the strings that you have, again, you have it times four, right? But let's just talk about one corner. So it's four strings. So Damrin and Gemara, because the Gemara and Mr. Magid say, it says, the Torah says, Gedilim Tasalach, you should make fringes. I don't know, whatever word you want to use for Gedilim. So gedil shnayim. In order to have a fringe, you have to have at least two strings. But that's gedil. The Torah says gedilim. So I always know when you add a yun and a mem at the end of something, it pluralizes it. So gedil is two. So gedilim would be four. Perush. In other words, im havek siv gedil havamashmas shnayim. Because if the Torah would have said gedil, we would have thought it's two strings. Because you have to have at least two because it has to be a bundle. Maybe that's the word I'm looking for. So now that says the Torah says gedilim in the context of tzitzis. So therefore we learn out four. So therefore the tzitzis, each corner, has to have four strings. Now look at this. Here it goes again. When there was chaylas, and hopefully soon again, hayu osim shnayim mitcheles. They would make two of the four strings tcheles, the blue. Shnayim milavan, and two from the white, and two white. Four, two, and two. So again, if you look today, I don't know, the people who wore that purported, I'm not saying it is or it isn't, a lot of times they don't do that. They do three, but we saw that before. The Rambam against Rashi. Three, and then one blue. But here again, we see that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be going like Rashi. Rashi says, that was the Rambam, Rashi says that it should be two and two. Two blue and two white. Here we see it again, the Chofetz Chaim seems to be going that way, lahalacha. V'ayinah, and today, have a love of makom tcheles. Today, unfortunately, yet we don't have a certainty of what is tcheles. And arba aruchim mishal lovan. So therefore, we make all four white. So Chazal talk about it in Menachos, that the tcheles, not having tcheles, is not makiv the lovan. So therefore, we got the white. So that's what we do. We do them all white. Answer the question. Now, let's get back to the idea that we start off with. That is, you have four strings in each corner. Now we just learned that. How do we derive that? Now the Mechaber said that, let's say you want to make five strings, or six strings, or seven strings, or I don't know, whatever. So you can't do that. That's possible. No good. So look at the Mishnah Berurah Samach. So the Mechaber says puzzle. If you add to the strings, everybody wants to be an individualist today, so you know, like maybe whatever. So mishum, so it's puzzle. Why? Mishum da avarav al tosid, because we know we're not allowed to add or detract from a mitzvah, right? There are four compartments in the tefillin. Now you think five looks cooler, or six, I don't know, whatever. Says Baal Tosif, you're not allowed to add. But look at this. But the Vilna Gaon agrees lahalacha to the itur of Beis Yosef Shovar. The aim is a mishum Baal Tosif. The Gra, the Vilna Gaon holds, no, it's no problem if you have five strings, six strings, seven strings, whatever. But the Gemara seemingly says that it is puzzle. So the Vilna Gaon explains, Davka kishahosif min acher lehachutin. That's only if you added another material. In other words, let's say again, like we usually have, you have four strings, and the four strings are out of wool, right? So you added another string out of a different material, like he says in the brackets, kagon chutei canvas or sener gefen. For example, like you added a fifth string that was cotton. You have four strings, well, one string cotton. So that would be a violation of Baal Tosef, the Gros says.
But it's all the same material.
But if it's all aval be also amin, but if, let's say they're all, which is why some of you normally do, they're all wool. You have five, six, seven strings. So the Gaon holds of also amin makshirinan afil lechachila the host of kamashirosa. Even lechachila you can add. You can again have bulky tzitzis, but it's fine.
Do we know how many you want?
I don't know if he's saying you have to or you, but you know, it's, right? Finally, Rav says a chaim sheheavy oad kama gedolei aposkim shesorim kain. And the Arsos Chaim, right, we call him very often, the Malbim, again, I have it at home, as I mentioned, got from my father, Oshalom. He started making Mishnah Berurah, so to speak, but we don't have that much of it. We only have Hilchot Tzitzis, just the beginning, until Hilchot Tzitzis. So that's why he's quoted very often by the Chofetz Chaim. The Malbim, the Arsos Chaim, says, brings the other Rishonim who say that it's okay. Five, six, whatever amount of strings you want. Chayin hiskim. Dim asam kvar. So therefore, they say, it comes out that if you already did it, five, six strings, V'i efshar l'saknam yacholei l'chlam. You know, you can't fix it, and that's the way it is. Again, in order to unravel tzitzis, it's a big hassle. Yes, I think so. And again, once they're unraveled, usually they don't ravel back. There's such a word. Re-ravel. Then, to put them back together, it's not, you know, it won't come out exactly right. So, leave them the 10 string tzitzis. Aval, miyachi yochol sakin, sarok sakin. But it's best once you can fix it, diminish it, make it down to 4, it's best to do that.
So it's just
bad yet. Yeah, so it's like, now look what he said. Now I was waiting for you to ask this. How about the other way? But let's say you didn't have 4. Let's say you went the other way. You did 3. Certainly less. L'chule alma pasul kidis b'beis yosef. So according to everybody, it's no good. So one of the things we're going to get to in the next siman in Yud Beis, all the way at the beginning, is what happens if a string snapped, chas v'shalom. So this will be the problem. The problem will be that according to everybody, if you have 3 instead of 4, no good. Even after you made them already, right? It's not like what we said before with the whole gang too close or all of that type of stuff, right? So that will be coming attractions. In Yud Beis, I don't know if we'll get to this week, maybe. What happens if a string snapped? So again, the problem with a string snapping is you only have 3, you don't have 4. And according to everybody, that's no good.
So you'd have to remove your talus immediately because you're not...
We'll talk about that. Now, remember, there's this little word slipped in here. So, okay, I have 4 strings. Maybe I have to cut them for whatever. Maybe I have to trim them or whatever. Then I thread them through. Right? I thread them through the hole that we talked about before. Wait. You said cut them. Okay. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Aleph. I think this is really interesting. So he says, Yachtok, so you cut the tzitzis, if need be. Rotsalamer, that is to say, L'chachil Yachtok kodem she'achabim b'knaf. The best thing is to cut them before you thread them through the hole. If you think they're going to be too long, whatever, right? Now look what he says. V'yesh l'chalcham v'shina v'lo b'sakin. And you should, doesn't say you have to, but you should cut them with your teeth, not with a knife. Right? Isn't this interesting? Yes. Right? Teeth are kind of sharp, right? So, so now this is very interesting that, and I have it written down here, but I then afterwards saw it in the Maxis HaShekel, that the reason why you shouldn't use a knife is because, and I saw it later, the Maxis HaShekel says this, that a knife, you know, by Merit Hashem soon, when we build the Mizbeach, you cannot hew it out of metal, right? You can use metal on the stones of the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach lengthens a person's life, right? Brings them the kapara, right? Through Mr. Sarto and his family and cousins and extended cousin. And a knife, metal, shortens a person's life, so it's incongruous. So they bring down a similar idea here by tzitzis. Tzitzis is a mitzvah, lengthens a person's life, so you shouldn't use on it metal.
Plastic scissors.
Wait a minute. So the Maxis HaShekel goes on and says, why do we say use your teeth? So now again, you think, because according to what I just said, so you can use another type of scissors, you know, like Alta, I don't know. But the Maxis HaShekel goes on and says, there's another thing. And I checked this out. I should have asked my wife. I forgot to ask her, because she used to be, before her present job, but she used to be a dental assistant. How many teeth does an average human have?
32.
That's right. How many tzitzis strings are there altogether after they're threaded through?
32. Not a coincidence.
Nothing's a coincidence. So again, I think I saw a documentary or something about one of the big tzitzis places, very big tzitzis places in Israel. I don't want to say names. And I think I saw that what they do is, you know, do it, and all these guys are, from people are make wrapping the, you know, attaching, whatever you want to use. So again, they have to cut. So what, they're using their teeth all day? I guess they could. I don't know what the dental bill would be, but I don't know. I didn't show you. Like those sitzes that I have, Rosh Hashanah, now on my talasim, those are kind of thick. I don't know, that's like a nice crunch there. But I think, from what I call, again, it was a few years ago, I saw that they have for them ceramic scissors. Yes. Yeah. I think that you saw, you heard that also, or you saw it?
No, I've seen them.
Ceramic scissors.
Not relating to this, but I've seen them. They're good.
They're selling, right?
What, you mean they sell them just like on Amazon?
Yeah.
Ceramic scissors?
Yeah. It's a
Why would somebody want ceramic scissors, not metal scissors?
Maybe to get through TSA, I don't know.
Well, let's not go there. I don't want. But anyways, I remember, I don't want to say who, but a very famous Rav, very big Talmud Chacham, had to get through TSA, but he was going to do a get, and you need like a little knife to cut the paper and make the lines, and you know. So I still remember he took it out, and I said to him, Rabbi Sohn's a very big Talmud Chacham. He said, how do you have, he said he put it in the sole, you know, like underneath the, in his shoe, and didn't catch it.
Wow, they would now. Then they
could
take off.
No, they, I don't know. How about if you have a pre-check?
That's another story.
I know it used to be, Moalim used to take, if they had to do a bris out of town, they used to take the meal knife. They don't do that anymore. I think they use disposable. The whole big thing, I was talking with them all about it. Because really in halacha, it should be double-sided. But a disposable scalpel is only one side. Okay, but it doesn't, that's not ma'akim. Yeah, so anyways. So, yeah, so they, so I'm not, you saw that also. They, so I think they use a ceramic scissors. But again, that would be interesting because according to reason one, number two of the Moxas HaShekel, you should bedavka use your teeth because of the 32 connection. But according to the first reason, right, there's like I said, so there's a nafkamina between the two reasons. According to the first reason, that's a metal thing, so something to do with metal and metal shortening a person's life and all that. Chas v'shalom. So again, so then ceramic scissors would be good, be fine. Okay. So we'll continue this bleeding there tomorrow. Again, we'll get into, so now, again, what are we up to? We have the four strings and we threaded them through the hole. So now it comes out. We have eight. Now what do you do? Okay, so in Mirat Hashem, we'll discuss that bleeding there tomorrow.